There are people out there who suffer from chronic loneliness. Sometimes they do not see or talk to a person for days, if not months, against their wishes. Also, around this time of the year, till Christmas, or even beyond Christmas season, and some people will experience something we call holiday blues. They all cry out, "I am lonely. Somebody please help." Indeed, they feel lonely, sad, and empty because they lack human company. They long for someone in their lives. And that's what I am going to talk about this morning, the problem of chronic loneliness and three ways to prevent or even overcome it. May the Lord speak to our hearts through the message. Now, first of all, let me tell you what I mean by loneliness so that we could stay on the same page. Loneliness is state of being lonely. Well, that's easy enough to define. So we need to look up what lonely means. Lonely means either without companions or sad and melancholy because one lacks companions, sympathy, or friendship. It is the state of being cut off, disconnected, alienated from others, or lack of any meaningful human contact. It is different, though, from a choice to be alone. Loneliness is unwilling solitude. So I'm going to just build my case upon that definition. Loneliness is a major problem with increasing tendency in America and in modern society. I'm going to read a couple of quotes about loneliness. First one is from Wikipedia. It has been estimated that approximately 60 million people, or 20% of the total population in America, feel lonely. Another study found that 12% of Americans have no one with whom to spend free time or to discuss important matters. Other research suggests that this rate has been increasing over time. U.S. Census just proves that. Here's another quote from census.gov. Today, 28% of households have just one person living in them in America, an increase from 13% in 1960. Simply put, many people in America do not have anyone to talk to for their daily joys and concerns. Please reason with me about the root cause of loneliness. It is the lack of intimacy, isn't it? The unfulfilled intimacy either with God or with people causes loneliness in us. For instance, even though you are surrounded with people, there is a separation from God, that means disconnected with God, brings forth spiritual loneliness and emptiness in your soul. Here's another example. Unwanted physical separations from loved ones, such as death, divorce, or even deployment, also can create in us sometimes insurmountable feelings of loneliness. Loneliness does not discriminate against age either. Children and youth can experience loneliness at school too. What about those folks who lost their ability to drive? What about those folks in nursing home who long for visitors? As pastor, I frequent nursing homes in this area, and every single time, you know, I head to this particular room number, 200 whatever, And then, on my way, in the hallway, there are always people sitting in the wheelchairs. Some of them, you know, sound asleep, but others awake. Some of them even wave to me, to a total stranger. And some of them just look at me. Their eyes are fixed on me. I almost feel that they long for some kind of touch, human touch or companionship, even from a stranger. What about those folks who are married, yet they feel lonely because of a lack of intimacy? Loneliness is everywhere in our society, and people are hungry and thirsty for intimacy. What does the Bible say about loneliness? I looked up. Not in exact words. I typed in loneliness in the Bible. Guess what? Zip. Nothing shows in the Bible. Yet the Bible uses a different word for lonely and loneliness. That is, alone. Used in the context of lacking friendship or intimacy with other people or with God, the Bible translators translated the word alone into lonely. So you can see few entries in the Bible lonely, but they all go back to the original word alone. One example is today's reading, Genesis 2:18. It is not good for the man, Adam, to be alone. I'll make him a helper suitable for him. You know, yesterday I was in my prayer. In my prayer, the Lord reminded me that loneliness is no different from any other human condition or struggles we have. That means that God knows the problem, He has the answer, and He provides it to us. He also directed me to find the ultimate solution to loneliness in Him, in two ways, prayers and the Word of God. So keep that in mind. So let's listen to what the Bible says about the problem of loneliness or being alone. I'm going to present three cases, all, you know, found in the Bible. The first one is this. It is not good to be alone. We are not created to be alone. No wonder whenever we are lonely or alone, we feel down or sad. I don't know about you. When lonely, some people become ill. Some people become dysfunctional, depressed, or even workaholic. Have you seen someone constantly working, toiling with no end to beat that feelings of loneliness? Some of them. Others turn to drinking or drugs to ease the pain of loneliness. Get this, folks. God never designed us to be alone. Rather, we are hardwired up here to be together. That's how God created us in the beginning. It is interesting, Genesis chapter 2, in the beginning, how God acknowledged the evilness of being alone. Right after He created Adam, before He created Eve for Adam. Such understanding of God on alone or loneliness has not changed since the beginning. Being alone is still not good in the 21st century. By the way, if you look at the Hebrew word, original word for alone, it is called badad. In today's text, it carries the meaning of separate or separate as adjective or isolated. Now, if you reason the meaning of the word separate or isolated, you have to come from the one thing. From the beginning, you cannot say, call something, it is separated when it's a whole new thing. That means the original state God intended for us is oneness or united. Therefore, whenever we are separated from the original state of oneness God intends us to be, we feel lonely. And that's not good in God's eyes. Loneliness is also cruel. Mother Teresa once said, I quote, "Loneliness and the feeling of being unwanted is the most terrible poverty." If you think you are poor, think again. The real person who is so poor is no one around them. Once I read the story about AIDS patients who were dying. They dreaded, the article says, not the disease or death itself, but the aspect of dying alone. Lone drinkers at bars are the most vulnerable ones to suicide. Remember, God's will for us is not to be lonely, but to have companions in our life journey. So that leads us to the second point, that not only does God identify the problem of loneliness, He also provides the solution. The solution is the helper, suitable for each and every one of us. Your helper may not be the best helper for me and vice versa, yet God provides the suitable helper to all of us. With our suitable helper, we walk together, we journey together. With our companion, we share our daily joys, concerns, and even burdens. Together, we are indeed stronger, because two are better than one. Now listen to the word of God, which was written like almost 3,000 years ago. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls, and there is not another to lift him up. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they keep warm, but how can one be warm alone? A little bit education of Chinese character here. Some of you know Chinese. If you want to just write in Chinese character, a person or people, you need two strokes. The first strokes go like this, as you see, like this. Second stroke goes like this. But the thing is that you must connect them together. This stroke must be connected to the other stroke. That means that each person, people are interdependent and interconnected. Watch out, if there is any gap between these two strokes, it is no longer a person or people. It becomes number eight. Anyway, it's interesting Chinese character. The third aspect that I found in the Bible is this. The ultimate solution for loneliness is God Himself. If you read Psalm chapter 25, you'll see King David crying out, I'm lonely and afflicted. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Guess what? He's not addressing to the people. He's crying out to God in times of loneliness. You may wonder, why to God? Why not to his friends and family? Not that he didn't have any human help or support. Yes, he had plenty of them. He was king after all. Yet he knew there's so much human can do for him. The truth is that you and I both know well, we try to be faithful, yet we often fail. We disappoint each other and we even break our promises. We abandon our friends. And that's where God comes in as the ultimate source of strength and comfort in times of loneliness. Now consider Jesus our Lord for some time here. And he too was lonely. Did you know? This is what he said. Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man, referring to himself, has nowhere to lay his head. Imagine this, he was surrounded by thousands of people every single day, wherever he went, but this is what he says. The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Did you know that he was even betrayed and abandoned by his own disciples? After all promised that they would rather die than abandon their master. And Jesus knew it. It was coming, and this is what it says. An hour is coming and has already come for you, my disciples, to be scattered, each to his own home, and to leave me alone. And yet, Christ says, I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Although every disciple of Jesus Christ deserted him, Jesus was never alone because his Father was with him. The strength to overcome the loneliness, his loneliness that came from God, his Father in heaven, his best company. And this is what it says in John 8:29. He, meaning God, who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. So is God to us, our best company. The intimate relationship with God helps us to overcome the lack of human intimacy and even betrayal. And I'm going to spend the rest of my sermon time on three ways to overcome or prevent loneliness. Number one, no-brainer. Stay connected with your family and friends. You know, they are a great and essential support system to any one of us. And sometimes family and friends are not available for various reasons. Geographical reasons, or even some of us estranged and don't speak to each other. Believe me, there are some folks out there, you know, suffering in, you know, of this estranged relationships. Anyway, if you do not have family or friends available, then turn to church. It's a great place to create friendship with fellow believers. Tell me, any human civil institute that you know, whose membership is from 1 year old all the way to 90-some, and they're all mixed together, they gather once a week. Tell me any civil institution that you know. Variety of walks and different paths and life stories. Church is a great place to have friendship. The key is to stay connected with people one-on-one. You know, there's such a thing called social media nowadays. They seem to ease our loneliness a little bit, because you have something to do in front of the computer, click, 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 checking on how things are going with others' lives and so forth. Good. But I also heard about the negative side of it. That is, those folks who spend hours on Facebook each day, I'm not kidding, I'm not making up, feel lonelier than ever. Wait a minute. Don't you have 600 friends on Facebook? Yes, I do. But how come you feel so lonely, lonelier than before? And this is what they discovered. When you check on others' things on Facebook, 99% of the stories or news you hear and read are good. Oh, someone's grandbabies, someone's, you know, graduating, celebrating, something good, promotion, all these good things, travel to Greece, whatever. That's good. On the other hand, back of your mind, you begin to compare yourself to them. What's happening to my life? My life sucks. Seriously. That's why even though you spend more hours on Facebook, you feel lonelier. Gee, it defeats the purpose, isn't it? Here's the thing. Something virtual can never replace the real thing. Are you with me? Online friends are no substitute for in-person relationships. Therefore, surround yourself with godly people who will listen to you, support you, and, you know, patting on your back, and walk with you all the way through. Stay connected with your family and friends, and include the church in there. Number two, anchor yourself in God. A close relationship with God helps us to overcome and to prevent the lack of human intimacy. You see, when people fail to provide the love and attention you look for, turn to God. You will get them both. Because in His company, God provides you and me with two things, attention and His presence. His name is indeed, after all, Emmanuel, God with us. I don't know, you know, from time to time I read interesting books written by former, just ex-convicts and so forth. And they share their stories, you know, life in prison. One thing, once I read, the prison inmates dread the most, you know what it is? It is called forced confinement, solitary confinement. It is practiced in the prison as a punishment and way of torture. You're in trouble, you will be staying all by yourself in your cell for 7 days, 14 days, sometimes a month and so forth. They dread it. Why? It's so lonely there. Yet for some Christians, the same condition could be a blessing. I read more than once. In the same condition, even in that solitude, just Christians can thrive. Why? Because they have God's company even in that lonely room. I'm going to present to you two best preventive measures for loneliness. Prayer and the Word of God, as I said. Learn to be alone with God in prayer and in His Word. This is how it works, folks. In prayer, God lends you His divine ears so that you may talk to Him anytime and anywhere. Have you ever felt like God says, no, I don't want to listen to your story? I've been a Christian for over 40-some years. I've never God treating me like that. He always, honey, my child, what story do you have to tell me today? In prayer, you have fellowship with God and He gives you peace. And you next time go back to God for more and you rely on Him and you discover God's sufficiency in all life situations. Prayer is a divine remedy for loneliness. So is God's Word. Get into His Word where God will provide you with His counsel, wisdom, confidence, and courage and guidance. What can you ask for more? Let me tell you this. Those who spend time alone with God in prayer and the Bible have a far better chance to overcome their chronic loneliness. Human intimacy is good, don't get me wrong, and it is necessary, but it can never replace that one with God. Those who make human companion a priority over that of divine are susceptible to loneliness. Anchor yourself to God. The third thing I found interesting and helpful in the Bible is this. Do something good and pleasing to the Lord. Then the Lord promises, I'll never leave you. And there's one thing I suggest you can do. Reach out to the lonely person proactively. Do not wait until they say, can you, friend, can you come and spend some time with me? Do not wait until that time. Because sometimes it does not come by easily to the lonely folks, especially with an introverted personality, to reach out to seek friendships by themselves. That's where you come in. Seek them out and be proactive and pray about it and reach out to them. You may be to them a godsend. God will remember and reward you too. You know, as for closing, I will say this. Loneliness may be tough to conquer, yet it's not impossible to beat it. Here's what God says to the lonely. God says to the lonely, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I'll strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Here's what the lonely person could say to God too. Even though, Lord, I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Let us bow and pray. I myself experienced some temporary loneliness. At the time, I remember sitting on the floor, crying like a baby. A man did it. I'm sure, Lord, there are some men folks and women folks go through some terrible feeling of loneliness. So I understand a little bit. But that's not what God wants us to be. Your original intention for human beings are to be together with companions, suitable helpers. We humbly lift up those folks who feel lonely around this time and for some time, that indeed, Lord, you speak to their hearts, that it's time that they need to get out of the loneliness. With God's help and with the help of the community of faith and with the friends. Those folks who struggle and I don't know, I have no desire to reach out, give them some courage and wisdom to reach out to their friends and family and even church members as well. With your help, with the friends' help, we can beat this something called loneliness. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.